of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. While Jim and his party in search of young Stacy are crossing a frail native bridge over a deep gorge, the bridge suddenly collapses. Fortunately, the water is quite deep, and with their usual keen presence of mind, they dive as they fall and strike the water in comparative safety. But from their hiding place on the opposite cliff, the natives who have captured Stacy open fire on the struggling figures in the river below. The accurate and deadly sniping of the natives almost wipe out Jim's party, and it is only by a clever ruse that Jim and Lil escape. As darkness gathers, they find themselves alone in a hostile country, faced with the bitter realization that their faithful friend and aide, Kolo, is among the missing. Meanwhile, the natives triumphantly return to their stockaded village, dragging young Stacy with them. The heavy gates are closed and barred, and young Stacy is brought before the chief.
This is white man, Jupiter's captor.
Good. Give him water, food. Then tell me, my son, did you do my bidding and kill all the others?
Yes, great father. Everyone is dead. The mighty hunter, white man called Jungle Jim, and the white woman die. We shoot them with rifles. They fall back in the river and drown. No one escapes us. Carrier boys and trackers all die, all sink in water. No one alive to tell.
You have done well, my son. There is food and water. Give it to white man.
White man not strong. Long march, not good for him. We carry him. See you. Here, white man. Drink water.
Leave me alone. Take your filthy hands off me, you murdering swine. Let me alone.
Not good for white man to fight now. You prisoner in hut of great chief. You drink water. Eat meat. Be strong. She talk with you.
I don't want your food or drink. Let me alone.
You no eat. No drink. You die. That's not good. You die. You not see pretty white lady.
Please, my wife, you've got her here. If you've harmed her in any way, I'll...
No. Better you drink. Eat. Then you be strong to fight. You take drink. Good. Only a little bit. Too much, not good.
I know. Here. Give me a little more.
Yeah, a little more.
Here. Feeling better now. Here, let me sit up. I'll be all right. Now, give me water.
Yeah. The great father chief. White man better now. Him drink. Eat a little bit.
You're holding my wife as prisoner here. I want to see her at once. I demand you take me to her.
You not boss man here. You prisoner of great father. Let me say what to do now.
My son, speak good. White man do what we say. Maybe you see white missy tomorrow. This be night. White missy sleep. Not be good to wake white missy.
You're holding her here against her will. Why? You're breaking the white man's law.
My children do not live by white man law. We do not break white man law. White missy walk to us in jungle. She stay. We not take her.
Devils. You're working some evil spell over. You've destroyed her mind, and regardless of what you say or think, you're breaking the white man's law. And you and all your people will be severely punished for it.
My children do not fear white man. Many time white man look, but not find us. Many white man die. when he tried to find us.
You may have killed Jungle Jim. You may have killed his men. But other white men will come to avenge him. You can save yourself and your people now if you set me and my wife free and give us safe passage back to the river.
We keep you and White Missy here. Not let you go. White men not find you here.
You'll regret this. But if you are going to hold us both as prisoners, take me to my wife and let me be with her.
You stay here, sleep tonight. Maybe tomorrow you see White Missy.
Despite all his threats and arguments, Stacy was kept prisoner, and finally, utterly exhausted from the long ordeal, he fell asleep. The next morning, he was awakened by the excited voices of the natives. At daybreak, a scout brought in a report that apparently aroused the ire of the chief, and Stacy awoke to hear the chief making an important decision.
See, white man, one of my warriors lie. Say he killed great Jungle Jim and White Missy. He swear to me he see them die. Now, scout, come. Tell great chief he see White Missy and Jungle Jim. Not die. Live in cave. So, when warrior lie to great chief, he be whipped.
Then Jungle Jim is still alive. That is good.
Chief,
you won't be punished if he's still alive. Send my wife and myself to Jungle Jim, and you and your people will be free.
No, you stay. White Missy stay. Warriors go fast. Find Jungle Jim, bring him back here. He be prisoner too.
You'll never catch Jungle Jim. He's clever, strong. He always escapes. He'll bring white soldiers, police here, destroy your village and take you to white man's prison. It would be better to set me and my wife free and save your people.
No. Always you be my prisoner. Soon warriors come with Jungle Jim and other white missy all be prisoner.
Very well. But white man always wins. Now, let me see my wife. Let your guard take me to her.
You see her. She not want see you.
I'll be the judge of that. Let me go to her, please.
I let you walk in village. Maybe you find her. If you find, you talk to her.
Oh. So that's your game, hey? You've got her hidden away where no one can see her, and your people won't tell me where she is. Would you let me walk around the village? I'll find her.
Good. We see. White man. Go, white man. This warrior take you through village.
As Stacy wanders through the native village, searching eagerly for some trace of his wife, far off in the canyon near the river, Jungle Jim and Lil, completely unaware that they had been sighted again by the hostile natives, discussed their immediate problems.
Well, I don't even remember falling asleep, but it certainly did me a world of good. I feel like a new woman.
I'm glad to hear that. Guess you must be getting hungry too, eh, Lil?
Yeah. I'll admit I'm beginning to realize it's over 24 hours since I've eaten anything. Oh, but I'm so relieved to be alive and feeling good that I'm not so much worried about food for the present. You say, Jim, you must be all in, standing guard all night while I slept.
I've been too busy racking my brain for some plan to get us out of this fix to even feel tired.
Well, it's daylight now, and I can take turn at guard while you get a good rest. Then we can worry about food and other problems. It wouldn't do much good to go hunting food anyway. We can't take a chance shooting anything. The shots would be heard and we'd have those murdering natives on our necks again.
Don't worry, I already thought of that. Any hunting I do will be the silent kind. Stalk a deer or something and use this knife.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can pass up the food problem for a while. I'd feel much better if you were to get a good sleep.
Oh, I'm not that tired. But remember what Napoleon once said, Lil. An army marches on its stomach. If we figure on getting out of here and covering a lot of territory, we'll need some food to do it on.
Well, if you feel that way about it, I'll join you in a venison steak or a filet of fish or a breast of wood pigeon or whatever little delicacy you bring home.
Okay, Lil. Whatever you do, stay right here. Don't stray away and get caught by any of those native scouting parties that might be on the lookout.
Okay, Jim, I'll stay right here. Where are you going?
About 200 yards down to the approach to the waterhole. I'm going to climb up in a tree and wait until something edible comes along. Then drop down on it and finish it off with this knife. Well, so long, Lil. Don't forget now. Stay in here.
Okay, Nimrod. And here's wishing you happy hunting.
Thanks. I'll probably need it.
And as Jim strides off, leaving Lil hidden in the cave, several dark figures move stealthily down the canyon, taking cover behind the huge rocks as they edge their way toward the entrance to the cave, where Lil, totally unaware of the impending danger, puts down her rifle and cartridge belts to dry. Will she see the natives in time and warn Jim? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.